If we get to stock picks, we have 2 minutes left, so a minute apiece. David, what would you be buying at the moment?
I didn't really think of it. What I do like very much is Nvidia. And, you know, they're buying ARM in a $40 billion deal. And I'm still a big favorite of the semiconductor companies as well. And I think this is the leading semiconductor company as well. So I'm sticking with Nvidia.
Okay, so there was a question which that came through on Monday. It was for today, which I totally forgot about. It was on Snowflake, the IPO. What you thought about it, David. Mm.
I don't know. I just saw it go across the headlines at the moment. In fact, just to the right of me, I just saw Snowflake. I haven't got any views on it. I must be honest. I'm sorry to disappoint everyone.
Okay, well, maybe we'll reconvene this time next week. Wayne, how about you?
It's very quick. Bidvest. They've taken all the charges in their income statement at these current results. They wrote off $3 odd billion. They got an underlying earnings base of about 10 Rand a share. There's going to be big growth coming in the next couple of years because they've cleaned out the base. They got strong balance sheet. I think the share can go, what's it now, 130 odd, 140 odd, whatever the
148
thing is
now. Actually.
I think this can go to 200 quite comfortably. Yeah, it can go to 200 quite comfortably.
Okay.
They've literally cleaned out the base here.
Right. Well, we'll leave it there. David, Wayne, thanks very much for joining us and bearing with us this evening. And apologies to the viewers for the rather patchy delivery of the show. David Shapiro is, of course, from Sasfin Securities. Wayne McCurry is from FNB Wealth and Investments. Alicia will be back tomorrow night to take more of your stock-related questions, hopefully with a fantastic internet connection. In the meantime, have a good evening.